did you pay a little bit extra for that last pair of sneakers? Maybe even a lot more so that some sports star's name could grace your ankles? Well, sports commentator Pablo Torres says you can now pay an even bigger premium for the mere potential of star power cachet.
If you haven't heard of a man named LeVar Ball, consider yourself an endangered species. LeVar's son, Lonzo Ball, is a relatively quiet kid, a point guard out of UCLA and a surefire top pick in June's NBA draft. But Lonzo has very little to do with why his dad is dominating the sports news cycle, or why LeVar was called the worst thing to happen to basketball in the last 100 years by an executive at Nike, which passed on signing his son to a shoe contract, as did Adidas and Under Armour. All of that is happening because LeVar says stuff like this from an ESPN segment.
We gonna get $1 billion. Trust and believe that. I told my boys this. Somebody gotta be better than Michael Jordan. Why not you?
He also says stuff like this.
I have the utmost confidence in what my boy is doing. I'm gonna tell you right now, he better than Steph Curry to me. Here, put Steph Curry on UCLA's team right now and put my boy on Golden State and watch what happens.
And also stuff like this.
I don't care if I'm viewed off the rails, because guess what? I am off the rails. So it don't matter what y'all say.
In that aforementioned quest for $1 billion, notably, the Ball family had been seeking a business partner for Big Baller Brand, the family's apparel company, instead of the typical endorsements for Lonzo. But with none of those giant corporations interested, Big Baller Brand was left to set its own retail price, which is why Lonzo's custom-designed sneaker can now be had for a mere $495, which is more than twice as expensive as any Nikes endorsed by LeBron James. When this was announced last week, NBA coaches like Golden State's Mike Brown had roughly the reaction you'd expect in response to a reporter's question.
Would you buy your kids a pair of shoes for $500? From an unproven NBA player out the box?
No.
But while LeVar may be a delusional huckster, we should also be clear about something. He isn't the downfall of basketball culture. In fact, the guy is just playing by the rules of the game. Yes, demanding a business partnership sounds ludicrous, until you realize that LeBron, who preaches seeking equity over endorsements, is pioneering that very model himself. And yes, $495 sounds like an arbitrarily exorbitant price point for a basketball sneaker, until you realize that $200, objectively, is too. And yes, unabashed self-promotion sounds like a self-defeating tactic, until you realize that the most precious resource in the internet age is attention, which LeVar generates nearly as easily as the President of the United States. So no, you don't have to buy his son's sneakers. But in sports, as in politics, you should never underestimate the upside of going off the rails.
Commentator Pablo Torres is a senior writer for ESPN, the magazine.